Velkommen til KT-podden. Vi i Kirken Kristen Tjeneste har gudstjeneste hver søndag fra klokka 11. Du finner oss også på sosiale medier og på kristentjeneste.no.
Hello again. How are you guys doing today? Good. Nice weather. We had some lovely weather, isn't it? It was beautiful a few days back. I think I arrived on Thursday evening, and that's when it started, nice weather. And I say, oh my gosh, I'm having a trouble with you guys because all are you want to go out, beach, and having a sun bath and want to have most of it, but I'm here with you guys. But anyway, thank you very much, all of you. And I want to, before I start something, I want to say thank you, Pastor Bjorg and Pastor Christian, that they're really taking care of me very well. And since I'm staying with them a few days and they're taking me around and looking me after so good, I'm really thankful to you. And before I start preaching as well, I would like to share that I want to say thank you. I want to remember Pastor Trigve Brikke and Barbara Brikke. You know, they are the one together with my father. They started this thing for many, many years back. And they sowed that seed in Pakistan together with my father. And that seed has become tree now. And this is, I want a big round of applause if we can for these guys, because, you know, they're the one that we should give what its honor looks like. So we should give what it's, you know, has to be there. We have to give what it belongs to. So it belongs to them. We would definitely give to them. So I'm very thankful for their lives. And we are praying, Pastor Trigve Brikke. I just managed to get him. Thank you, Stefan. He managed to get me to see him yesterday. And it was lovely for me to see him. And I brought my greetings from my father to him. So it was really nice to see him after so many years. And it was touching, though, as well, with because our heart goes for him. Sannas Stavanger is a beautiful city. It's a beautiful country, and especially Norway is very special, have very special place in our family, especially because of my mom and dad. They've been coming here for years and years. I remember still when I was 15 years old, I used to travel a lot with my father. And I remember that I was staying with Raiden Christopherson and Arnold with them. And back then I was 15 years old, so I was like any other teenager. I said, I want to have a shoe. There was Caterpillar shoes back then. I don't know now it's popular or not, but back then they were very popular. So I was like any other teenager. And I asked my dad that I want that. And I remember Arnold took us in Sannas. We were there and we were just roaming around and we couldn't find. And then we speak. I remember Lisa. I asked Lisa, can I get, you know, these Caterpillar shoes, because they were very popular back then. And she asked, okay, why don't you go Stavanger? Maybe there's some store you can check it out, or you might find that from there. So I remember Arnold took me here in Stavanger, and we found that shoes, and I was very happy. And those shoes were like very favorite of mine. I think I kept them for 10 years, for years and years. I didn't give, even though they were smaller, I was grown up, but I still kept those shoes. They were so nice and popular back then. So that's why Norway has really special heart for us, and as family and as nation. And Pakistan Theological Seminary, that's our point. Like I was telling before, that our focus, our vision is to get those people who are neglected and poor of the poorest. So Jesus came for these people. Jesus did not came for rich people or clergy. He came for poor of the poor. He came for sinful people. He came the people, they were neglected by the society. He came for the people who were neglected by the families, and he came for them. And that's what the Jesus vision is. And that's what we are bringing to the nation. And I have many, many testimonies I can share from Theological Seminary. Many of the, you know, the Pakhtun, we have tribal area close to Afghanistan border. If you guys know geographically, Pakistan is surrounded by Iran, Afghanistan, and India, and China. So they are like, we are surrounded geopolitical, geoeconomically, geographically. Pakistan is like really, you know, stuck in lot of political issues and economical issues because of terrorism and this and that, etc., etc. But we have a lot of work in that border, in that area, and many of our students who comes to theological seminary and read and learn about the gospel, they go back to tribal area. One of the guy who was from that area, he was Christian, he came in Lahore, and he came to theological seminary, and he like spent 3 years, he equipped, he got vision, he learned discipleship, and he went back to those Pakhtun tribal area. I cannot say some of the openly names that were how we are working in a way, you know, but I would say that he's wearing like, you know, the way they were wearing a long beard and, you know, all that turbans and stuff like that. They looks like them. And he's, that guy is working undercover into those tribes. He goes to Afghanistan border and preach there and come back. So that's, it's very fruitful. It's very, very, very helpful. Sometimes we don't see these kind of testimonies. We don't openly share these kind of testimony because it's sometimes too much, you know, going on. We cannot expose over the media and over the social media nowadays because their security as well. Because when they go to those tribal area preaching, bringing gospel to those tribal area, they are the one who are under threat the most. So we have to be careful sometimes. So sometimes if you see pictures here from the graduation, it's like just we are wearing gowns and wearing nice fancy gowns and hat. It's not just that. There's a lot going on behind that. So it's just a picture in front of us. There's a lot of going on behind that scene, which is really needed to know. So it's graduation or like this fancy. It's not for us. It's like we giving respect and honor and values for those students because many of the students, even they, we don't take fees from them. We don't charge when they come to seminary branches for learning. They want to learn. We don't charge any penny because they are the most, they come from the poor of the poor family. So even they, it's really hard for them to just make money to eat bread and they just hand to mouth they are. So we don't charge anything. So it's free of cost for them because they are from poor background, neglected and deprived society and deprived background. So we just give them and equip them the vision. So that's why it's very important for you guys especially to understand that sometimes we see social media is good in a way that we, but sometimes we see we cannot express a lot of things on the social media. We cannot say so much on social media. So that's our focus is. And most of them, like I said, that many of them, even they don't know how to read Bible because they haven't seen face of the school because in Pakistan is like a poor country. So in a way, it's third world country. So they are not public schools supported by government. So it's like everyone, if want to go to school, kid, parents have to pay, even from the kindergarten all the way to university. So that's why many of the people, they don't have seen school and they haven't gone to school in their whole life. So when they go to us, we not just equip them the vision from the gospel, making disciples, but we also teach them how to read Bible so they can go back to their society, go back to community, go back to their churches, go back to their families with the vision, and also they can participate in the society, in their community more, much better way than before. So it's a both way. We are working on it, and right now we have 20 branches, but we have a vision for, I was talking with my dad a few months back, and we had vision. See, we wanted to have at least 3,000 students per year to graduate from the seminary. That's our vision is. Right now we are about, we have about 500 now because we have two graduation. Pakistan is a very large city geographically as well. So we have one of the south side, southeast side, and one of the down south side, coastal side. We have branch one in a city called Quetta, and Quetta is very neglected and very backward and very dark place. which is called region called Balochistan, and Balochistan is next to Iran border. And you know, the Iran, because of we are next to Iran, there are a lot of things happening in that region. So I just wanted to give information that you guys, you know, understand what's happening. You understand what's really happening ground level, what's happening on grassroots level. Because often we don't share these kind of things, or you don't get to see, or you don't get to hear these kind of things. So that's why it's like important for you guys to understand and larger picture and details what's going on. So Balochistan is one of that city, but thank God that we are doing work, and it's the Holy Spirit and Jesus who really help us, and His Holy Spirit guide us that we do that. And we give all glory to Jesus who make this possible and who put that vision, people like you, in hearts, that they come forward and support and pray. And thank you very much, all of you, again, that you have been doing this for years and years, and we wanted to continue with this and with the big vision. Like I said, we have a vision for 5,000 churches in Pakistan, all over Pakistan, and we hope and we believe, we have firm belief that God will fill this vision, and God will help us to do that. And just keep it in your prayer whenever you do remember Pakistan in your prayer. So we are here in the business of making disciples, aren't we? And there's a commission we call Great Commission. So there are a few commissions, but one of the commission is called Great Commission. So Great Commission is like, go and make disciple. Like we see that commission in a book, which is Matthew 28, chapter 19. Go therefore and make disciple of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about this, or we look at this verse, so it's not says nation, it says nations. So it means sometime we, when we accept Jesus Christ and we become believers and we become, you know, follower of Jesus and disciple of Jesus Christ, then we receive Holy Spirit. But it's not finished there. It's not just we have to stop there. Okay, I have Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is talking to me. I'm talking to Him. That's it. Finish. Full stop. No, that's it. That's not stopping here. So we have to further down. So it's, we are in a business of making disciple. You know, if we talk about other religion in the world, many of the religion, they ask their conversion, they use word convert. So many of the, they become whatever they, according to their faith, they become that. But in Christianity, just in Bible, it says we become disciple. And disciple is the one who actually do exact replica, exact copy of the teacher. That's discipleship all about. It's a replication of the original thing. Like, for example, I don't know yet, but back then when we were young, we used to have VHS videos and CDs back in then. And we used to have lots of copies of it. Yet there's original, but we have a lot of copies, replicas. They're exactly same like the original. So that's what the business of discipleship is. We are replica, we are copy, but exactly we try to make it like the original, which is Jesus Christ. So we try original as much as it possible. This is the discipleship. So we are not here to make, okay, just for one street or one house, one city, one country, to the nation. So we, when we accept Jesus Christ, when we become disciple of Jesus, then it's mandatory for us. Then it's compulsory for us to go out for the nation and have heart for them. So this is, we thank for Lord and thank Jesus Christ that this is the business we are. And we are really, really, we were chosen before we were born, and we were chosen when we were in the mother's womb, and we were chosen by that time. And we all are blessed who are working in this, and that's why we need to go. So go means Norwegian, I think it's also go mean go. In Urdu mean also go mean go. In English also go means go. Go, so we need to go. So we don't need to just Like I said, we don't need to sit down and just pray. It's okay. We need a different kind of people, but we need to go. We need to go out. So in every language, if we see every culture, the go mean go. We have to go. We have to get up and go. For it never stops on the Holy Spirit. It never stops when we become believer. It never stops when we accept Jesus Christ. It never stops there. It is just the beginning, actually. It's just a start that we could start our work of discipleship. And, you know, Jesus, when he said go, he gave us authority. So authority, when we take authority, authority means like legal rights to use it. For example, there are two kind of people in this world. They have guns, like police have also gun, and criminal also have gun. But the right to use gun is to police have, because he have right from authority. He can use that gun, but criminal cannot, because they are not under authority. So this is our gun. So we have right from above. This is our right, because we have given this right legally, right? We are authorized, legalized. So it's a legitimate, legalized rights we have given by the Father. So Father, he said, I am the in charge, I have all the authority. So it's mean when he says I have all the authority, it means in general where today's word that, ladies and gentlemen, I am the in charge now. I have all the authority I had and I am now. I was above, now I am down there. I have authority of this world now. So then when we have that authority, then we go more effectively to the nations. And for example, also we are ambassador, you know, when we have a kingdom. So for example, Norwegian country, when they have embassies around the world, they have different kind of embassies, and they represent, for example, Norwegian embassy in Pakistan. They are in Pakistani culture, they are in Pakistani country, but they are representing Norway. Those embassies, they are representing Norway. They have authority from Oslo all the way to Pakistan in Islamabad to represent their kingdom or represent their country in the Pakistani country. So that's why we are all ambassadors. We are representing the kingdom. We are representing God. And we have authority, and he has put us in different jobs, different countries. Like this country have so many embassies around the world, so many people who are working in foreign office around the world, different jobs, same with kingdom business. So as we become disciple, so we have become responsible, it comes with the with responsibilities, because good disciple make good disciple. If we are a good disciple, for example, then we can make good disciple. If we are if a student in the class is learning very carefully from the teacher, then he can become a teacher. So if we are a good disciple, since we are in disciple making business, if we are a good disciple, then we can make good disciple. Then we can teach the way it has to be. So in that matter, we need to see so many things. I was just coming in the car and we were talking about, you know, about kingdom stuff and things. And suddenly I just got in my mind, and the Holy Spirit asked me, "Do you need to add this in your sermon today as well? Is stop worrying." So as disciple, when we become disciple, we have a lot of worries nowadays. And, you know, unnecessary worries we talk about. Some worries. And the worries, when we have too much worries, then it becomes anxiety. And then it becomes depression. And eventually we face mental health issues. So this is a major issue. There are so many things we can talk about as being disciple, but one of this issue that God teaches us, Luke 12, I would referencely quote that chapter, Luke 12, and from 22 to 34 verses. So here Jesus talk about to his disciple, if I can read, Jesus said to his disciple. Now, before that, he was talking to all the masses. He was talking to other people, but now he just put his attention and he reverently asked to his disciple. So we are the disciple and we should not worry about anything. It's naturally, and we, as being human being, I am also a very normal person and human being like you guys are. So we do get worried about small things, of course. It's very natural. It's very natural. We don't have to be ashamed of it when we get worried, because it's very, very natural. We are. We human being, we can get worried about what we do. We're going to eat. We eat today, but we're going to have breakfast tomorrow morning. What we're going to have a dinner today? Do I have a fuel in my car? We have different kind of futures, anxiety. We have future worries. What my kids going to do in future? What the future is holding up for them? What I'm going to do when I get old? What is my relationship's future? What is my economy's future? What is my earnings future? What is my job future? What is my prospectively church future? So in that way, Jesus is teaching us and making us our perspective, kingdom perspective, eternal perspective. So not just worldly perspective. As being disciple of Jesus Christ, our perspective should be eternal and kingdom perspective. There's nothing wrong to worry about things. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the Bible doesn't teach that we don't have to plan and we don't have to think about it. We have to do planning. We have to think tomorrow. We have to make strategy. That's absolutely fine. Proverbs teach us that we not to be lazy and we have to think and planning and all that stuff. You know that it's nothing wrong with it. But when it's become anxiety or when we become anxious about it, then Jesus setting our perspective that we decide. We should, when we are living in this earth, we should not be living worldly perspective. We should have kingdomly perspective, which is eternal perspective, that we should not worry about worldly things. So this is where Jesus is teaching to his disciple and setting us our priority in the life, that we should have kingdom mindset. And this paragraph, if we read about Jesus is put to example in front of us, like one is ravens, and we come to ravens. Ravens, wow, we talk about birds. So Jesus always talk about and gave examples what was surrounding and surrounding him, which is valuable, which is relatable, you know, because it Bible is also relatable, the culture and relatable what's going on. So Jesus here talk about two things, and he says, look at the ravens. So ravens, like, they don't do anything. They don't go to work. They don't barn. They don't store. They don't have anything storage. But still, God provide them. Still, they eat. It does not mean that raven just open his mouth and sitting on the tree and worms come automatically. We have nature. We have Mother Nature built by God, mechanism, system built by God, that he has to go in the ground and land to find out the worms. You know, but God is providing worms to, even it's an unclean bird. And Jesus talked about his Jew disciples. But, you know, even it means that if he can provide food need to the unclean bird, if you talk about the Leviticus chapter 11, this is one of the unclean bird according to the Old Testament. And if you talk about that, wow, it's still unclean bird. And Jesus is feeding them. So we don't have to worry about anything. And then there's Jesus talk about the flower, lily flowers. They are beautiful. They have wonderful, they have beautiful colors. And they are like amazing, full of life. But yet, Jesus talk about, you see, those beautiful flowers, they're full of life. I feed them. I put them color. I put them clothes on. And then Jesus talk about King Solomon. He said even, he was not even wearing that kind of garments in his old glory, where he had the big palace and everything and people. And he has, you know, gold and, you know, cup. Glass, and you know, we heard about that in Old Testament, and we read about that so many times. Even the King Solomon didn't have that kind of textile which these small lily flowers wearing. So if God is providing them, then why not us? How valuable we are. Remember that we have value in God's eye. Even that much value that he created us in his own image, I engraved on his hand our images, like he have our images in his hands. So that's why why don't he care about us
too much?
Even his ravens and lilies and flowers, and he feed them and he gave them. And why not us as human being? We are valuable in God's eye, so that he made us on his image, so that he has engraved our pictures, our images on his hands. So this is like, we need to remember that how much valuable we are in God's eyes. And when we are valuable that much, that he gave his only son for us, he sent his only son for us, for you and for me, so we could get salvation, so we could be saved from the sin, and we can, you know, get out from the darkness. So why should we not worry? He's our Heavenly Father. And when Heavenly Father created us, and he have value of us in his heart, and he care about us, so we shouldn't be worry, I think. We shouldn't have to worry about things, because we have a value. Even our biological father, if you talk about worldly, he even sometime have a limited resources, sometime limited money. But we, our worldly father, biological father, he tried to give us as much as he can. But our heavenly Father, who created not just us, whole universe and galaxy and everything, that how cares he about us then? He created everything and then he put it us in between, and he asked, okay, here you go, enjoy. This is universe, and I, this all created for you to be blessed and multiplication. So that's why we not to be worried as disciple. We should not to be worried, and we, if we have worry, we should start trusting God. And God is, and Father is always provider, like biological father. Father means provider. So Father, who is Father, he always provide. So we have to trust his provision. So as disciple, we have to trust that he will provide. So there are so many things we can talk about this. But one of these, we have to focus the source. Sometimes we do not focus. We mix this. We get confused with the focus and source and resource. So it's very important for us to learn about it. I was talking about this source and resource, and I was learning about it for a few months now. I was preaching about this matter as well in Pakistan a few months back. Sometimes we mixed our source and resource as believer, as disciple of Christ in this world. Sometimes we don't understand, and we have to understand that our source is our God. And our resource is our what we are getting through it. For example, our job is our resource. Our source is our God. Our bank is our resource. Our source is our God. Our health, we have problem. Our doctor, medical thing is resource. Our source is our God. So we need to understand that our source is our God, and these are our resources. So one source is resources is closed. Doesn't matter. We have our source who will create more sources for us. So that's why we need to understand, and we need to learn, and we need to keep that in our heart and mind, that we have resources, so many, because our source is alive. He is looking into us. He is looking after us. He is over us, and he is thinking about us, because he has engraved our images on his hand. So it's mean he think about every time us, because he have, for example, if we have written down in our hands, so we, it means we can see it every time we want it, like human being. So if God has our images engraved, not just written down with pen, but engraved in his hand, so that means he's looking at us every day, day and night, every minute, every moment. So that's, he's looking at us. So he know what we want. So here we see, your father know what you need. It doesn't say what you want. He say what you need. So he understand our needs. He knows our needs. He knows, but there are some, of course, process. There are sometimes things, and there are some resources we need to think about that. But we need to remember that he is our source and other all things are resources. And also when we get worry, and worry comes in, worry is sign of lack of faith. So worry and afraid or darkness is like goes hands in hands. So we start with worry, and then, you know, lack of faith started to happening. And then it's mean that when we start worrying, for example, if I have my father and my father says, I will give you food today. So if I start worrying, so it's mean I'm not trusting my father. I don't have trust on him. It's mean I don't have faith on him. So it's in a way I would disrespect my father in that manner. That is not, I'm not trusting. So he would come to me. I told you I will give you lunch. Well, you're not trusting me. It means you don't have trust in me. You don't have faith in me. So we need to have faith. So when we have worries in world, I'm talking about worldly perspective. Remember that. It's not about we don't have to worry. I'm saying it again and again. It's not that we have to worry about nothing. We have to go to work. We have to make money. We have to feed our kids. We have to do. We have to have house and cars and et cetera, et cetera. Basic necessity. We have to go for it. There's nothing wrong with it. But we need to remember that our source is only our Heavenly Father, who will create resources for us whenever we need it. So no matter what situation we are in, it's bad, it's good, we need to remember that our Heavenly Father, He is my source and He is looking after to us. We can be in storms. There are different kind of storms we can be involved in. It's not just sometime, it's a family storms, we are in relationship, bad relationship, it's a storm. We are economically, you know, we are in storm. Our economy is not going working. As family, it's a storm because we are not meeting our needs. It's a storm. So there are different kind of storms in our heart going on all the time. It's happening. It's very natural with the human being because human beings are like that. But we need to remember that He is my source. So no matter what happened, no matter which storm I am in, no matter right now I can't see, no matter I am in the dark right now, no matter I can't see light right now, no matter I cannot see what's happening surrounding my, you know, it's dark, but I should remember that my source is my Lord. So I should be have faith in Him. Peter was a very interesting man. He always comes up with different questions and different things, you know. And once he said, Jesus, I want to walk like you on the water. And Jesus said, yeah, you want to walk? He said, yeah, I want to walk. He was a very interesting man. Okay, you want to walk? Okay, come over. Come forward. You want to walk? And he started to walking. We know this story very well. And he started to walking. And while he was walking, and it was going smooth, nice, he was enjoying, and wow, it's beautiful. He was walking towards Jesus, and Jesus said, hey, come on, come. Yeah, you can walk. And he was having fun. And suddenly, he looked around, and he sees storms around him, and he started to drowning. That's what happened. This is human nature. That's what happens to us. Sometimes we walk, it's pretty normal under the will of God, walking with Jesus, we can be captured, we can be stuck in storms and tornadoes. It's totally natural. It happens. It doesn't matter that it doesn't mean that we are under Jesus' presence and we are walking under the God's will and we will not have these problems. No, we will have these issues until we go to eternal life. You know, we will have these issues. Paul says it's a fight. It's spiritual warfare, and also it's physically warfare as well. So in the both ways, warfare, we are in this world. So it happens, it's natural. So many of us as believers, we walk with Jesus. But sometimes when we are focusing on Jesus and right when we defocus our focus and we look around our circumstances, we see, wow, I'm in storm. We started to drown. But remember that, guys, we need to have our focus on Jesus. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. No matter what, I will not look around. I will not look around the storm. I will not look around the darkness. I will have my focus, my eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, no matter what. This is what we need to have, that. That's perspective we need to have. That's heavenly perspective, eternally perspective we as disciple need to have in our mind and in our heart. And sometimes it happens with the believers. In Sunday, they are very fine. They are Sunday, they are walking with Jesus on the water. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they are drowning down. And on Sunday, they are up again walking with the Jesus. And on other days, they are drowning down. This happens. It's very natural. I know it very well. With my father, I've been traveling around the world and been in ministry for many years. It happens. Every Sunday, they are up walking with the Jesus. Happy, chappy. Wow, worship. Lift our hands. We are walking with Jesus. As soon as they are out, back to their normal life, in Monday, Tuesday, back to work, they are drowning down. And on Sunday, they are up again. And Monday, they are back again. So we need to remember this. We need to have our focus fixed on Jesus Christ. No matter we are working in a bad situation, no matter we are working in a bad environment, no matter our university, our school is in, haven't got a good environment, my work is not a good environment, but I have to fix my eyes to Jesus. I have to have my focus on Jesus no matter what, because he is my source of everything. Rest of things are resources. So if my resources close, I'm happy. I don't care about it because I have my source with me. If my resource is closed today, I don't mind. I don't worry about it. I have nothing to worry about it because I have my source with me. If my economy is not working properly, my job is finished, no money, problem, I'm in tornado, I don't care about it because I have my source. He will create more resources for me. If church is okay, fine. For pastor, no matter what, I have my source behind me. He will create resources for as discipleship, as follower of Jesus, as believer of Jesus. We need to remember that we should not be worrying, and we start trusting God, start trusting him that he is our resource. No, but he is our source. So thank you very much. God bless you all. I would like to pray now.